Good afternoon. This is Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, a member in our Emerging Business Group. And I'm here today with Juliette Donahue, CEO of BizFuels. Juliette, welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
So Juliette, you just finished presenting a seminar on the topic, Surviving in Silicon Valley, 10 Insider Secrets the Natives Use. This was part of our Emerging Business Best Practices series, which we do monthly. Based on that presentation, Juliette, what are the one or two thoughts that you would like to leave founders with?
Well, thank you for asking, Mark. I think when you take a look at surviving in Silicon Valley, as we just talked about, we looked kind of functionally at how people win here. We looked at the sectors that win. We looked at knowledge centers. We looked at calculated career moves for the C-suite. We looked at corporate culture and intangible components you need in-house. And we looked at how to keep employees for the long term and what growth really is to keep you around. But if I were to leave one thing, I think I'd take a look at some of the intangibles. What I mean by that is synergy. Synergy is a word we hear all the time, and California has a reputation of being very granola and hippie-esque. You know, but have you ever asked yourself why? Where did that come from? And I think that the interesting thing is people come here looking for synergy, and when they look for it, they're looking to control it. They're looking to make things happen. And if I were to leave one idea, it is that if you want to succeed and survive in Silicon Valley, you must be present. You must be present, and in order to be present, you need to know exactly who you are from the ground up. What are your values? What is your mission? Why are you here? Because only through being completely present can opportunity arrive and you take advantage of that energy and that synergy that happens. The second thing that I think, you cannot survive in Silicon Valley without relationships. This valley was built by immigrants. And the immigrants that were here in the 1930s were the Spanish and the Mexicans from the Mexican-American War. And then you had the Irish, the Italians, you had the Portuguese. And so they have a culture that they brought with them. And if you want to survive in this valley, you need to connect into three things. You need to connect in philosophically with the people who stay and are part of the fabric of this valley, whether it be religiously because they're Catholic or they're Christian, or whether it's philosophically because you agree and you share that value of altruism and philanthropy, whether it's intellectually, because intellectual and education is a value, and we've had institutions of higher learning in this valley for well over 150 years, or whether it's socially and the social groups that you belong to. But there really are two intangibles you have to be. You have to be present, true to yourself, clear on your mission, and stand strong in your step. And then you also have to develop those relationships based on those cultural affinities that allow you to connect with people for the longer term.
Wow, that's a great snippet, Juliette, from the seminar that you presented. I think that gives a flavor of the overall presentation. Great advice. Thank you for being here to share that with us today. This has been another Pit Stop for your Emerging Business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. Thank you.